As he ordered an evacuation, the mayor of New Orleans told residents their city may never be the same. It's a city that has survived for centuries despite repeated brushes with disaster. The first warning should have come in 1718, shortly after New Orleans was founded by French settlers. Its main founder wrote home optimistically to say that the ground he had chosen was good, except for the borders which are drowned by floods. Another settler wrote that the site was mainly good for growing rice. When it wasn't going underwater, New Orleans was on fire. The historian Herbert Asbury reports that it burned twice in the late 1700s. But New Orleans has always been rebuilt. The city went on to become the destination of a young flatboat crewman named Abraham Lincoln. It was the birthplace of Louis Armstrong, who spent some of his early years in a New Orleans orphanage. It was an inspiration to writers including William Faulkner and Tennessee Williams, and it remains a major commercial center. This morning, as the hurricane arrives, most of the famous bars on Bourbon Street are boarded against the storm, but at least one establishment in the French Quarter remains open. The bar is called Molly's at the Market. The owner is Jim Moynihan, who says he and his family have stayed through all the hurricanes of the last 30 years.
My father came to New Orleans in 1969. He started Molly's in 74, and it's been here ever since. The reason for keeping Molly's open is people in New Orleans know that because of my father and myself over the past 35 years of being here, that Molly's is always a place where they can come and have a hurricane drink and get something to eat. So it's more of a New Orleans tradition than anything else. That's the reason to stay. It just never even crosses my mind when these hurricanes come along.